We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're up to the second chapter, fourth Mishnah. We had learned the beginning twice. He used to say that we're dealing with Rabbi Gamliel, son Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. He used to say, annul your will in the face of God's will, so he will annul others' will in the face of your will. Batel ritzoncha mipnei ritzono. So that's talking about Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Annul your will in the face of His will. That's God's will. Kedei sheyevatel ratzon achrei mipnei ratzonecha. So He annuls others' wills in the face of your will. Sheyafer ratzat oyvecha. God should annul the plot of your enemies. Ledivrehem umachshavotem lo yakumu. And their words and their thoughts will not arise. Ki imecha kel. Because God is with you. I just want to point out something that I discovered recently. We read a Mishnah like this, we tell ourselves, what's it relevant to me? What enemies do I have? Why, what does this have to do with me? So we daven every day a short prayer at the end of Birkot HaShachar, which the Gemara actually quotes. It stems from a Gemara. We say, Yiratzon, may it be the will for you, Hashem, Elokai, Elokai, Avotai. Hashem, the God of my father and the God of my forefathers, shetatzileni ayom uvchol yom, save me every day, me'azei panim, from brazen people. Me'azut panim, and from myself being brazen. Me'adam ra, from an evil person, u'mechavera, and from an evil friend. U'mishachen ra, from an evil neighbor. U'mipega ra, and from an evil encounter. Misatana mashchit, from Satan that's destructive. Midin kashe, from a difficult court case, umi baal din kashe, and from a difficult adversary in court. Baal din is the adversary in court. What do you call that?
Judge.
No, the guy who sues you. Prosecutor.
There's the plaintiff, and then there's the
defendant.
Prosecution.
The plaintiff is the prosecutor or the defendant?
The prosecutor. You can tell how much I've been in court. There's the two sides, the side you're on and the other side.
Yeah, the other side, the guy's his attorney.
Those are the lawyers representing. If you're the person itself, you're the plaintiff. The question is, the plaintiff is being represented by an attorney. We don't know offhand if the plaintiff is the one who's suing or the one who's being
talking
sued.
Talking about the defendant or the...
Okay, so I always thought that prayer was, like, interesting. The first part of the prayer was easy to have kavana. Save me from bad people, bad encounters. The last part of the prayer, what do you think could happen? And the Gemara says that the one who compiled that prayer was Rebbe, and Rebbe had special armed guards that the Roman emperor gave him, the Caesar gave him, so that anyone who got him annoyed, he had license to have the person beaten up. Possibly even killed. So Rebbe, who's probably the most powerful Jew for centuries, in his time, Rebbe says this prayer, save me from a difficult court case, but he was the highest judge. Save me from a difficult prosecutor. So the Talmud tells us that a man once walked into Rebbe and said, your mother's my wife. And you're my son. In other words, you're a bastard. Your mother cheated on your father with me. So the Talmud tells us a few interesting stories like that. And I never noticed that what the Talmud was really telling us is that if a person really sets his mind to it, he can make the most ludicrous claims, and suddenly you're on the defensive. And it doesn't matter how right you are. You're still on the defensive.
And the word is out.
And the word is out. Now go deal with it.
The rumor is out.
The rumor is out. You know. In public life. You see that. There was once a rabbi walking down the street in Manhattan. And a policeman walks over to him and says, Rabbi, I'm sorry to disturb you, but I'm going to have to arrest you. So the rabbi says, what did I do? So the policeman turns to a woman of ill repute across the street and says, she claims you beat her. So the rabbi says, but I never met her. So the policeman says, Rabbi, I believe you, but I can't arbitrate. Legally, she approached me and said, you hit her. So I have to take you both down to the station and take you in for questioning. So the rabbi was a sharp fellow, and he understood what was going on. So he said to the officer, officer, can you just give me 1 minute to talk to her? So he says, fine. So he walks over to her and he says, lady, I understand what you want. How much do you want? So she says, $50. And he says, fine. He forks over the $50. He walks away. She walks away. And the policeman walks away. Everyone understood what was going on. But, you know.
She's done all that for $50.
What?
She's done all that for, like, just a bit of money.
Well, she realized that the last thing the rabbi needed was to be taken down for questioning over something he didn't do, right? But she knew she cornered him. What can he do? It's easier for him to pay the $50 than to go down to the station and who knows what publicity and, you know, then go prove you're innocent. So she took advantage of his situation. She saw a rabbi, saw a policeman, said, I can make an easy 50. Oh, she won. I mean, at that moment, she won. So I'm just saying there's a... There are times where it doesn't matter how right you are, and it doesn't matter how ridiculous the claim is. If someone wants to come and make a claim, that's it, you're on the defensive. And even Rebbe, who has the Roman soldiers there under his command, and he's the highest prince we really had, the most powerful prince we had, most powerful in that he had the greatest academy, all the rabbis were under him. He had the greatest lineage going back to King David. He had the emperor on his side. He prays every morning and says, God, save me from a difficult prosecutor, from a difficult plaintiff, someone who decides to...
Plaintiff is the person who's being sued or sued?
That's suing.
Person suing.
Okay. Save me. So Rebbe realized that this is out of his control. There are things which you can be as right as can be. You have no control. The Talmud tells us there were numerous rabbis who were suspect of things they never did. And there's nothing you could do. You know, the fact that we have that today, so you could say, okay, maybe it's a new thing. The Talmud says no, in their days. So I'm saying over here, this idea that Hashem should annul the will of others for the sake of your will, we shouldn't underestimate that. We pray for that twice every day. We quoted the first prayer, and then at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, we always conclude, we say, V'chol ha'choshvim alai ra'a, those who think to do me harm, mehera afer atzatam, Hashem be swift to annul their plot. So we live in a world where people can be dead wrong, but that doesn't mean they won't start up with us. So Rebbe, whose father was extraordinarily pious, is suddenly being accosted by a man who says, well, your mother cheated on your father, you're my son. Now Rebbe has to deal. Like it or not, he has to deal.
How did he deal with it?
He got a DNA.
We'll get to that, Bezrat Hashem, in our Talmud, in our Ein Yaakov class.
We looked at him with the evil eye and set him alive. No, you're not.
What is it in the prayer? Was there made a distinction between a Jewish and a non-Jewish prosecutor?
I think the chidush is that we're worried about both. Ben Shuven Berit, even one who's from within the fold, I'm worried about. Ben Shenoven Berit. Any rabbi who's concerned, a Jew or a non-Jew alike, could be a threat.
It sounds important. It's not all supposed to be with the Jewish court if you can. Even there you can get it, right?
This is talking about a...
I thought that was going on the Baal Din Kashe. I didn't think that was going on the Dayan. I thought that was going on the guy who's suing you. Even if the guy who's suing me, says Rabbi, whether he's a Jew or a non-Jew, yeah, save me from a difficult prosecutor.
What is it, Baal Din? Is it Dayan or is it...
No. Baal Din is the guy suing.
Who's suing?
Yeah. The plaintiff.
You would expect